I've gone this far over, so I'm going to take a call from 424, who's holding here, been holding for a long time. I'm going to do it. No, I think that's Don. All right, the latest call is 661. Been holding for over 30 minutes. Okay, let's see if he's still there. Seems to be there. Hello, 661.
Hello, this is Pastor Martin Lindstedt. It seems to me you haven't really denied successfully anything that old...
Okay, I had to turn Pastor Lindstedt off. We don't really care what Pastor Lindstedt has to say. You know, I wouldn't mind it, except when you go and look at that forum of his and what he's got on it and the things that he's written about me, boy, are really pretty awful. So I don't expect him to have anything to say. I'm going to actually, how do I hang this up? Okay, hang that call up. And let me see if Hattie has anything to add before I close out this show. Hello, Hattie.
Yeah, I was interested in your story about ANSWP mm-hmm. and your experience with Bill Weisgrub. You said there were three federal informants?
Well, that's what I have read about on VNN, especially Michael Burks. That most definitely Michael Burks turned out to be a federal informant, and he came in shortly after I did. He was very active, and the other thing, he came from the Ku Klux Klan, and he was very active in the Ku Klux Klan, and he started criticizing it, saying he wasn't satisfied, and he moved over to ANSWP. So it makes sense that he was probably an informant there too. And they just moved him. What?
Yeah.